Thursday, Governor Brad Little unveiled his plan to reopen Idaho's economy beginning May 1st. As James Dawson reports, the roadmap comes as tensions over his stay-at-home order continue to rise.
Little's plan comes in four phases in two-week intervals. Starting May 1st, many businesses and churches can reopen if they can follow distancing and sanitation guidelines. That doesn't include gyms, bars, or dine-in restaurants. The growth of new cases of coronavirus in Idaho has slowed down, though the rate of testing has also declined. Little says he wants more testing capacity, but still celebrated the news.
But our efforts to slow the spread have worked so well, in fact, that we have entered a new chapter, a very welcome chapter.
If the number of coronavirus cases continues to drop and hospitals aren't overwhelmed, further restrictions will be lifted. If there are no setbacks, all businesses could reopen by the end of June, though some might have capacity limits.
Somewhat normal is a good description. We are not going to be back to normal until we have a vaccine.
When asked about businesses that have already reopened in violation of his order, Little says it's a very small minority.
I don't think it's good for their business. I think it's disrespectful of everybody else that's complying with it. And I trust consumer opinion and peer pressure to be perhaps the best cure for this.
Tensions over the order have been simmering over the last week. On Tuesday, anti-vaccine activist Sarah Brady and several other moms staged a protest at a Meridian park with their kids. After being asked to leave several times, Brady turned her back and hands toward the officer, telling him to arrest her. She was later charged with trespassing at a closed playground. Little's thoughts on the episode?
Disgusting. Next question.
His second-in-command, Lieutenant Governor Janice McGeehan, has also criticized Little's order. She's scheduled to speak at an All Jobs Are Essential rally this weekend. Organizers moved the event in Rexburg to an online-only format. Idaho Freedom Foundation President Wayne Hoffman, whose organization has urged Idahoans to disobey the governor, was also supposed to be there, but he's since been disinvited. It's a quick shift in positions for McGeehan. She wrote a letter to Little on April 14th saying that she reluctantly supported extending the stay-at-home order for another 10 days. But just 3 days later, she urged him to declare all jobs essential and allow business owners to reopen after April 30th. Republican State Representative Greg Cheney took to Facebook Wednesday blasting her. He called Lieutenant Governor McGeehan, Sarah Brady, and Second Amendment Alliance President Greg Pruitt, quote, snake oil salesman and political opportunist during this pandemic.
Sarah is after attention. Pruitt is after donations. And McGeehan wants to be governor.
He says he understands why people are concerned about their constitutional rights during this time, but that they're overlooking the real threat.
This group of people who are using a fake view of your liberties to manipulate and leverage you into their own personal gain, in my opinion, are far, far more dangerous than anything else that we have going on in this state right now.
In a statement, McGeehan said Cheney, quote, is not telling the truth, and that she's never advocated for civil disobedience under the governor's order or participated in a protest against it. She wants him to retract his remarks. In a blog post, Pruitt denies helping plan the Meridian protest and called on Cheney to apologize. Brady didn't respond to her request for comment. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.